building up, the temple 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 of the Lord. Say, brother, won't you help me? Sister, won't you help me? Building up the temple of the Lord.
For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you, and persecute you, and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely, for my sake. Rejoice, and be exceeding glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is henceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out, and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven.
There's a reason for the sunshine to take away the night. Reasons for every star above. There's a reason for the rainbow, beautiful and bright. Promises of God's unfailing love.
O Lamb of God, I'm standing in your light. May all the world will see. May all I do glorify your name. That's the reason you made me.
There's a reason for our Savior to take away our sins. Reasons for every word of God. There's a reason for the life given by the Son. Now there is a second chance for me.
O Lamb of God, I'm standing in your light. Pray all the world will see. May all I do glorify your name. That's the reason you made me.
His love.
God the best. Knowing God's the best.
quite your style. There's only but one who's wearing your face. In all of the world, no one takes your place. There is just one you, not 20, not 10, not 2. In all of the whole world through, God only made one you. When it comes to you, there's no duplicates, although you may have your family traits. Your mother's bright eyes, your father's physique, but all put together, you are unique. There is just one you, not 20, not 10, not 2. In all of the whole world through, God only made one you. The things that you say, the thoughts that you think, in most every way, you're very distinct. If one were to search, they never could find another like you. You're one of a kind. There is just one you, not 20, not 10, not 2. In all of the whole world through, God only made one you. There is just one you, and there is just one me. I am the only one with
my hair,
my eyes,
my ears,
my mouth,
my skin color.
The way that God designed.
artists,
writers,
readers,
storytellers,
singers,
mathematicians,
scientists,
adventurers,
made in God's image.
Tell of a city called heaven,
and died on the cross to save the world from sin.
Joy.
is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. There is no problem too big. God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall. God cannot move it. There is no storm too dark. God cannot calm it. There is no sorrow too deep. He cannot soothe it. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my brother, that he will carry you. If he carried the weight of the world upon his shoulders, I know, my sister, that he will carry you. He said, come unto me, all who are weary, and I will give you rest.
First John 4:7-21. Beloved, let us love one another. For love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God, and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us, and sent his Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he has given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Hereby know we that dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world. There is no fear of love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. He that feareth is not made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved us. And if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from him, that he who loveth God love his brother also.
Cleanse me, Lord, cleanse me, Jesus, cleanse me, Jesus, cleanse me, Jesus, cleanse me, Lord. Fill me, Lord, fill me, Jesus, fill me, Jesus, fill me, Jesus, fill me, Lord. Lead me, Lord, lead me, Jesus, lead me, Jesus, lead me, Jesus, lead me, Lord. Send me, Lord, send me, Jesus, send me, Jesus, send me, Jesus, send me, Lord. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna live so God can use me anywhere, Lord, anytime. I'm gonna pray so God can use me anywhere.
creation.
And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said,
I'm lonely. I'll make me a world.
And as far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in the cypress swamp.
Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said,
That's good.
Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he sent the sun up blazing in the heavens. And the light that was left for making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and stars. And down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world. And God said, That's good.
And then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon was on his left, and the stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he trod, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and bulged the mountains up.
Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world, and he spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes, and the lightnings flashed. He clapped his hands, and thunders rolled. And the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down.
Then the green grass sprouted and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollows of the ground and the rivers ran down to the sea. Then God smiled and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulder.
Then God raised his arm and waved his hand over the sea and over the land and he said,
Bring forth, bring forth.
And quicker than God could drop his hands, fishes and fowls, beasts and woods, swam the rivers and the sea, roamed the forests and the woods, and split the earth to wings. And God said,
That's good.
Then God walked around, then God looked around on all he had made. He looked at the sun, he looked at the moon, he looked at his little stars on all his world with all its living things. And God said,
I'm lonely still.
Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep, wide river he sat down. With his head in his hands, God thought and thought till he thought,
I'll make me a man.
Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun, fixed in the sky, who flung the stars from his four corners of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, until he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen.
Amen.
Let there be peace on earth, then let it begin with me. Let there be
Shadows gone, break of day, life has just begun. Every tear wiped away, pain and sickness gone. Wide awake there with him, peace goes on and on. Going home, up is going home. See the light, see the sun, I'm just going home. I'm just going
thank you.
A blind boy sat on the corner of a street with a small cup by his feet. He held up a sign that read, "I am blind, please help me." Most of the people walking by ignored the child. There were only a few coins in his cup. A woman walked by and stopped in front of him. She took a few coins from her purse and put them in the boy's cup. She then took his sign, scribbled something on it, and put it out for people to see. Suddenly, his cup began to fill up. A lot more people were giving the blind boy money. That afternoon, the same woman who wrote on his sign came back. The boy recognized her footsteps and asked,
"Were you the one who changed your sign this morning?"
"Yes."
"What did you write?"
"I only wrote the truth. I said what you said, but in a different way."
The sign now read, "Today is a beautiful day, but I cannot see it." Both signs said the same thing, but the second sign made people realize how lucky they were to be able to see this wonderful world.
Always be thankful for what you have, no matter how small you may think it is.
Study one more.
light is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though I should encamp against thee, my heart shall not fear. Though war should rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord,
and he calls us to be holy, holy before his face. Be holy as God is holy. Be as he who calls us is holy, be holy before the Lord.
We have the graduation. We have a large group of graduates this year that have completed eighth grade. So we'll go right into that. And I will call out your name, and you can come forward and get your diploma, and then go ahead and stand up. I think I have them in order here. Okay, Trenton Knepp. Congratulations, God bless you. Alexander Miller. Eric Mishler. Congratulations, God bless you. Libby Tulak. Congratulations. Caitlin Burke. Congratulations. God bless you. Ariana Raymer. Congratulations. God bless you. Andrea Good. Congratulations. God bless you. Hadassah Mattingly. Congratulations. God bless you. Micah Mattingly. Congratulations. God bless you. Benji Peachy. Bless you. Neil Miller. Congratulations. God bless you. Okay, at this time, we'll give them an opportunity for their what they have.
I really enjoyed going to school these past 8 years, and I hope my classmates did too. First of all, I want to thank my teachers for all their hard work. I also want to thank all those who made it possible for me to go to school. And I want to thank my classmates for making my school term enjoyable.
First of all, I'd like to take the opportunity to thank my parents for making it possible for me to come to school, and what a privilege it is to come to a Christian school. I'd just like to thank Mr. Nathan for being my teacher for the past 2 years, and all my classmates made it so enjoyable.
I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to all who made it possible for me to go to school. Thank you to my parents and teachers who sacrificed and invested your time to teach me, and to all my classmates who made it enjoyable and fun. The one thing that I enjoyed most was being around friends. I'm glad I had the privilege of going to school here, and I'm looking forward to coming back next year.
Good morning. It is a pleasure to see you all here this morning. Thank you for everyone who has made it possible for me to come to school here, and to my parents for always making sure I had everything to start my day. We have had a lot of very fun, exciting, and weird times, like in our younger years when one of our classmates thought a sparrow was a reptile. Thank you for teachers for everything they've always done to prepare us for our life, and I've immensely enjoyed coming to school here.
Good morning. As I was thinking about the 8 past years of school, I have noted that for the most part, school is very enjoyable, even though it's hard to admit it sometimes. And I'll give most of the credit to my classmates for making it enjoyable. They have been amazing people to go to school with, and I'm already looking forward to going back to school with most of you next year. The ones who aren't coming back will be missed. First of all, I want to thank God for this Christian school that I go to. Without him, none of this would have been possible. I also want to thank the school board for making these years of school run smoothly. My teachers have been a big part of my life, and I want to thank them for all they have done for me. I also want to thank my parents for bringing me to school every morning and for putting up with my hours of homework and the many other things that they did. School is enjoyable, and I want to thank everyone who had a part in making it amazing. Thank you.
Good morning. I have enjoyed these past 8 years immensely. I want to thank everyone that made it possible for me to come here, and I also want to thank all my teachers, especially Mr. Nathan, for over the past 2 years. I also want to thank my parents for everything they did for me in these past school years, and my classmates for making this an enjoyable time.
Thank you. Mason, thank you, Miley, thank you, Daisy, thank you, Mita, thank you, Nathan, thank you, Nessa, thank you, all my classmates, let's go.
Good morning, I want to thank everyone for being here. I also want to thank my parents for bringing me to school every day, and I will want to thank my teachers for being there for me and helping me with my work. And I would like to thank my classmates for enjoyable years we had together, but most of all, I want to thank God for all the blessings of being able to go to school.
Good morning. I want to thank my teachers for helping me in my work. I also want to thank my parents for bringing me to school every morning. I want to thank my classmates for making the years enjoyable for me and all the memories we made. And most of all, I want to thank God for making this possible.
And the Lord, he it is that doth go before thee. He will be with thee. He will not fail thee, neither forsake thee. Fear not, neither be dismayed. I have really enjoyed these last 8 years of school, and that's 8 years of school. All the hikes, singing, softball, and volleyball games have made memories that will last a lifetime. I would also like to thank my parents, teachers, and school board, and everybody that has put time and effort towards school.
Today, I'd like to take this opportunity to thank my parents, teachers, and everyone who made this possible. I've had great teachers all through my school years, Ms. Jessica, Mr. Joshua, Ms. Stacy, Ms. Benita, and Mr. Nathan. They taught me to read, love school, and music. We had lots of fun art classes, hikes, and games. They also taught me to get along with my classmates. I've had Mr. Nathan for the past 2 years, and I just want to say thank you for all you have done for me and all the fun basketball and softball games. Most of all, I want to thank God for all he has done for me and my family. My 8 years of school have been amazing, and I'm hoping to get my high school diploma. I want to use all my education for God's glory and for his plan in life for me. Thank you.